Charlie. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Wanted to talk to you about Survivor Series. Obviously, a big time opportunity for you and your team. You're on Team Ziggler. You're teamed up here with Dolph Ziggler. Yeah, sure. I see that you're teamed up with Ziggler, Alberto Del Rio, Wade Barrett, and of course your partner, Cody Rhodes. What do you think of the team that you're on? Sounds like a talented group.
A very, very talented group, and intellectually superior, I might add as well, because, of course, I am a part of that team. And I also think that we need to point out how we are known as Team Ziggler, and Mr. Ziggler will actually be competing with us as a team. Team Foley has their team captain, I guess, not competing with them. And what kind of a leader sits on the sidelines? I think not a very good one. And I think that's another reason why Team Ziggler will emerge victorious.
Wow. And that's actually, I was going to ask you about your opponents. Obviously, you know, not just Mick Foley being involved, but sounds like a pretty good collection of talent there, too, with Randy Orton, Kofi Kingston, Kane, Daniel Bryan, and a new addition, The Miz. Does the new addition of The Miz throw you guys off at all?
Not at all. The Miz was a part of our team originally. He quit. The man can't make up his mind. So, you know, indecisiveness is simply a sign of weakness.
Obviously, Daniel Bryan and Kane have had their run-ins, even though they're obviously a pretty good team. Do you guys think you might try to exploit that on Sunday?
Oh, of course, yes. And you know how we're going to do that is completely up to us. But rest assured, this Sunday, you know, we will have a game plan to make the most of the little rift between the two of them. And you know, I suggest you know on pay-per-view. This Sunday, I believe some tickets are actually still available, so if you know, you're in the area, even if you're not in the area, to get to the area and attend this live, and if you can't attend live, get it on pay-per-view, because I assure you this will be one for the ages.
Outstanding. How does the team of Damian Sandow and Cody Rhodes work? Why does it work?
Well, we are the most intellectually compatible people in WWE. You know, Cody is a man of great moral character. He is a man of reason and a man of common sense. And I just think the reason why we are so successful as a team is because we are on the same page at all times.
Now, he took a little bit of a hit the other day. Is he going to be all right for Sunday?
I can assure you that the necessary steps have been taken to protect the best interests of both Cody Rhodes and Team Ziggler.
Okay. Have you had a chance to meet Dusty Rhodes by chance?
I have, yes.
Well, what's he like?
Well, you know, the whole common man hero thing, you know, the dancing, the way he talks. I'm very glad that Cody takes after his mother.
this intellectual savior thing, where does this come from? Where did you get to a point where you decide, you know what, this is the way I want to go, and I need to enlighten the world, if you will, and take wrestling up a notch?
Well, I mean, all you have to do is step outside your house and look at society. Turn on the television. Listen to the just. There's so many things wrong, and people, whether they know it or not, are just begging for enlightenment. Are begging to be saved from the doldrums of their own ignorance, and that's simply what I am aiming to do.
Outstanding. Hey, can you describe to people your finishing move? I believe it's called Terminus. Pretty nice looking move. Okay. Can you describe it to the people?
It is called the Terminus, which is the Latin translation for the end, fittingly enough. And it is a version of the neckbreaker, which I actually cross my opponent's arms in front of him and puts added pressure on the sides of the neck. And I am also actually a master of anatomy, and I won't reveal to you exactly what the move does, but I assure you it causes both damage to the appropriate areas and as well as causes unconsciousness temporarily. So.
Wow, sounds powerful. Last thing, what can people expect from your team on Sunday? What? Who's going to remain standing here? How's it going to go down?
Victory, victory, and victory. I predict that Team Ziggler will emerge victorious in a clean sweep, thus, you know, being the survivors in the Survivor Series. So you can go again. I believe tickets are still available. And if not, on pay-per-view this Sunday, we're going to have the traditional 5-on-5 Survivor Series match, Team Ziggler versus Team Foley. The WWE Championship will be defended as Ryback. We'll face CM Punk, we'll face John Cena, and the Big Show versus Sheamus for the World Heavyweight title.
That sounds great. Hey, good luck to you, good luck to your team, and thanks for the time.
You are most welcome.